But, you know, I can do it. It's...
Oh. Oh, dear. It's like a donkey doing some sort of foxtrot.
A donkey doing a foxtrot. I'd like that. Right, we're doing Liar Liar, where it's your job to figure out which one of us is telling the truth and which one of us is the liar liar. Shall we get a quick recap of the statements, please?
Yeah, hi, I'm Chris Stark, and over the weekend I drove a golf buggy into a lake.
I'm Sean Welby. I went to a birthday party the weekend and I took a huge slice of the birthday cake before the candles had even been blown out.
Hi, I'm Jordan North, and I once grabbed a stranger's face thinking it was a statue. We've got Tom in Chichester. Oh.
Oops.
Tom's in a wind tunnel in Chichester. Tom, have you got us on loudspeaker?
Good morning. Yes. Sorry,
Tom,
one
get
moment.
Us off.
Take us off, as long as you're not driving,
sorry.
Are you?
Hi there. No, all good.
Oh, lovely. Crystal clear now. What a difference.
Tom in Chichester, you've got one...
Chichester.
You've got one... What is it?
Chichester.
If you've got one question to ask one person, who is it and what question would you like to ask, please?
Now, I think I need to ask it to Chris. Chris, I would like to know what distracted you so much to make you drive into a lake in a golf cart.
Ah, yeah. So what was happening is I was watching my friends playing golf to the left of me, right? So I was on this golf path and then I was just sort of slowly moving forward in the golf buggy. Wasn't really looking ahead because I was watching the guys playing golf. And I just moved forward and then I lost control because there was nothing I could do. I was past the point of no return and I ploughed straight into a lake. It sounds more dramatic than what it was, but we did have to leave the buggy there.
Okay, Tom, who do you think is telling the truth?
Well, I think they're all relatively plausible. However, I think it's you, Jordan.
Okay, so you think I once grabbed the stranger's face thinking he was a statue?
Yes, and I want to hear more.
Me too, if it's true.
Would the person telling the truth please reveal themselves? It's me, Jordan North.
Hey.
I was right. I was on a stag doing Blackpool, right? I'd had a couple.
Of course you were.
Right? And you know, if you've been to Promenade on front of Blackpool, they've got all those shops at the front, like flamingos outside and stuff, just bits of random stuff that you can buy.
Yeah.
And there's a bloke stood there. And I don't know why a statue would have a dog, but he had a dog.
Right.
And he had a sailor's hat on.
Yeah.
And I thought it was a mannequin. But instead of thinking, is it a mannequin? I'm waiting for the bloke to blink. I just grabbed his face.
You can't do that.
I just grabbed his face.
What, like grab his nose?
I just grabbed his, put my hand on his face. I went, oh, it is real. It's a man, actually. And I was only reminded by this because I was chatting to my mate this weekend. He FaceTimed me. And he went, do you remember that time when you grabbed that bloke's face in Blackpool? And I forgot all about it.
Did all his, like, makeup come off and stuff?
No, he didn't have any... He was just in a sailor's hat.
Right. So, oh, my... Jordan,
oh, my God, so he wasn't
worse.
Even a human... I thought it was, like...
A human statue.
The South Bank
he
in
was
London.
Just stood, and I thought, oh, that bloke...
So, wait! This is a normal man!
Yes. It wasn't one of those, like, people
I thought it was a human statue.
No! It was just a bloke waiting outside a shop. The thing is, he had a dog.
I can't.
He had a dog in his hand as well.
Yeah, but was the dog still?
Brilliant.
No, I just thought someone had put a dog on a mannequin. It wasn't one of those.
I presumed it was a human statue. You just grabbed a man walking his dog.
Yes.
That's ridiculous. What the hell? What are you doing?
I just grabbed his face.
Poor bloke.
I know, but instead of thinking, instead of thinking and waiting for him to blink or something, the dog was moving. I just thought.